welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm your host, and I'm the guest today. It's been one of those weeks, but I'm really excited about sharing some things that God has laid on my heart. I've been doing a lot of study lately. Some of you have noticed I've been popping questions into the KMC Facebook group about different things that leaders need to be considering and thinking about. And God just put it on my heart this morning to record this podcast for somebody out there. I'm hoping it'll be a blessing to everybody who listens. I'm hoping it's something that you can even share with other people that you know, because I do think it'll be a blessing for parents, for volunteers on your team as well. But I want to borrow a blog post from a good friend of mine and co-host of the KMC, Ron Brooks. If you haven't checked out PastorRonBrooks.com, you need to go check out his blog. He has written a lot of good stuff. He's got a lot of great resources available, including a how to write your own lessons series. We've got some special things we're going to do with that with the KMC. So be listening and watching the Facebook group for that as well. But I thank Ron for letting me use his blog post this morning, because it got me thinking about six things that kids need that are really super important. But then I'm going to finish with four scripture verses that we as leaders, as believers, as followers of Christ need. So let's dive into six things that kids need and four verses of scripture that every follower of Jesus needs. And so that's what we're going to be talking about on this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. So Ron posts in his blog that kids need grapes. Now, I honestly am not a grape eater. Don't hate me for it. I like grape jelly, but I don't like raw grapes. Never have, never will. It's a texture thing. I'll leave it at that. So anyway, but Ron wrote this fantastic blog post just recently about why kids need grapes, but he's not talking about the physical fruit of grapes. He's all for it. He's not a hater like I am, but he also lets it be known that kids need this. And so what does he mean when he says kids need grapes? Well, it obviously is an acronym for some things that kids need. And especially during this season of COVID-19, we as leaders and as parents need to be more creative about what we're doing to keep these things in front of our children and as a high priority. First, obviously, the G, and that's God. Kids need God, and they need his word to be a solid foundation in their life. Because obviously, the most important thing we can give our children is not money, it's not education, it's not talent. It's a relationship with God and knowing who he is and what he's done for us, how he made the world, helping children see God in creation and in his word is vital. And so we spend so much time on many other things in children's ministry, but we've always, and we say we do, but take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at what we emphasize. Take a look at the curriculums. And is God truly the first and foremost? Is he the basis of what we're talking about with children? If he's not, then truly, like Ron says, everything we do is going to be in vain. So God has to be the base. He has to be that foundation. The R is all about relationship. Everybody needs to feel loved and known and cared for, because the only time we're going to win the right to say something deep into a child or a young person's life is when they feel loved and cared for and heard. And a lot of the discord that we have in our country is because we don't hear each other. We don't listen. We don't care enough, because we don't actively listen. We actively respond. So we listen and we're already preparing a response in advance. Before that person even finishes talking, we're already starting to try to talk. It happens to me too. I'm guilty of this sometimes. And as a coach, as a ministry coach, as somebody who works with a lot of people that are hurting and a lot of leaders that want to grow, it's a practice that I have to exercise hard on to say, I will listen first and then I will respond. I want my coaching students, clients to hear, be heard, and to know that I'm deeply considering everything they're saying to me, because that relationship is important. And I really believe that it's through relationships that we can build amazing ministries. And there are a lot of our volunteers right now that are feeling uncared for, unheard from, they haven't been talked to or cared about. There are families that haven't been reached out to. I've heard multiple stories over these last few months of people that haven't been talked to by their church staffs. They haven't been reached out. And that's why we're seeing a lot of virtual church hopping right now, because relationships are struggling. I want to challenge you. What are you doing to build relationships right now, especially as we're looking at this fall season? Are we going back to school? Are we not going back to school? Are we reopening? Are we not reopening? I want to encourage you to hit the pause button and with your team and say, what are we doing to make sure that every child on our roll knows that they are loved and they are cared for and that we're here for them? That might be a great challenge for you right now to divide out your roles or get your small group leaders involved and say, hey, would you call everyone in your small group and just say hi to their parents and especially to the children and let them know they are loved and they are heard? So God, relationship, acquire knowledge. Kids need to learn. They need to be cared for, and they need to know more about who God is and what he's done in his world. They need to acquire knowledge of how to understand God's word in the light of today. One of the things that I see, and it's greatly concerning to me, is, and we've had this discussion over in the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, is this idea of, are we handling God's word accurately? Are we interpreting scripture through our own lenses or through proper biblical interpretation lenses? Are we throwing too much of our personal experience into this and our culture into this? Or are we taking God's word for God's word? We need to acquire knowledge ourselves as leaders. And I know some of you were hired in as a volunteer into a position and you haven't had a chance to go to seminary and things. That's okay. There's no shame in that whatsoever. God bless you for stepping into the gaps. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be acquiring knowledge yourself. Do deeper study. Figure out what it means to properly handle God's word so that you can teach children. I firmly believe that, and I said this in the beginning of 2020 before everything went bonkers, that 2020 needs to be the year for the church to get back to the basics, to teach kids to physically open up their Bibles, not just on a digital tool. They're fine, but there's power and there's something life transforming when you pick up God's word in your hands, his book, and you open it up and you start to dig into it. Teach the children how to do this. Teach the parents how to do this. I know you say, well, that's not my job. Well, right now, what is our jobs? We're not having to recruit. We're not having to plan big events. Yes, I know we're now video editors and creating online content creators. But listen, what's your most important thing? What's your why? One of the things that we need to do is help kids get that relationship with God, to know who he is. And the only way they're going to acquire that knowledge is for you to teach them. And so, yes, I do think maybe one of the big things on our priority list is to help parents take the keys back to the children's spiritual walks and to help them and show them step by step how to do this. So you may have to teach some parents and grandparents how to handle God's word, because they may not have ever been taught that way. So God, relationship, acquire knowledge, prayer. This isn't just cliche, but it sure feels like it sometimes. We need to get our kids to be praying kids. They need it. They need to know that they can have a really honest conversation with God. You know, I was just at a camp a couple weeks ago, and when I started talking about prayer, I shared with the kids about my one friend. I won't use his name, although nobody would really know him because he's not in children's ministry. But I loved this one man who was in my small group, who prayed as if Jesus was sitting knee to knee with him, literally leaning across the table to hear my friend. And he would sit there and he would say, "Hey, Jesus, it's me, your son. I'm so glad to see you this morning and talk to you. Thank you for the rest I had last night. And God, I'm looking forward to the day that you've planned for me and I get to walk with you. Would you show me the people that I want to talk to today on your behalf? Will you show me the people that you want me to love on your behalf? Will you show me the people that I need to listen to on your behalf? Will you show me the people that I can serve on your behalf?" And you know, Lord, today I've got a lot of things on my mind, and I want to share some with you. And he just talks. He just has that deep confirmation that, and it almost felt like we were violating a conversation and violating his privacy because we were sitting there listening to this man talk to Jesus, so real and personal. We need to help kids learn how to do that. We need to get comfortable doing that. And we don't spend enough time talking about it and teaching about it. Teaching that Jesus would go away up into the mountains on his own just to talk to his dad, his heavenly father. And he would have these deep conversations. We can do that too with our children, but they need to know that there's power, and they need to know that God will answer prayer, not always as they want, but as they need, and not always in their timetable, but in his perfect time. We need to teach the children about the realities of prayer, and that sometimes it takes a long time. It is not a sprint. It's a marathon sometimes is what it feels like, but there is power in prayer and in the name of Jesus. Teach our children how to pray. The E is for entertainment. Yeah, kids need to have fun. And in this world right now, we need to have fun. I'm so thankful for my good friend, Ben Folks. He and his team did this, and it's posted in the KMC Facebook group, where they just did an event called Chalk It Up. And they drew all these circles all over their parking lot. And they invited kids and their families to come up and draw in these circles. And they brought in a snow cone truck and some other food trucks and had this great time of drawing on the parking lot. And then apparently somebody had a drone and they pulled the picture, the drone way up. And there was, when the kids got done, they began to reveal that what they were actually drawing in was a giant smiley face. It was so cool. If you haven't seen the picture yet, go over to the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group and go take a look. There's a picture of what they did at their Chalk It Up event. That was a fun event. I've seen people do a bubbles event. I've seen people do crazy skits in their parking lot and a bike rodeo. And they're inviting people to get in movie nights where they blow up the big inflatable movie screen and they do something outside. You know, the slip and slides, they're just having days at the park, family hikes, geocaching, where they search for treasures around and scavenger hunts. Kids need to have fun. You know, we live in a Disney world where it is entertaining and magical, but again, our fun is always going to have a powerful message to it because everybody knows we're going to do it with purpose. And so we are going to have fun, but sometimes it's okay just to have fun. It's just okay to help kids laugh, get parents laughing, do some silly things, do some drive-by goofiness, and and leave some silly signs in the front lawns of people. Go dress up and stand out on their front lawn and blast some music and have a wild, crazy dance party and just make total fools of ourselves. You know what? We need that right now. People need to just de-stress and have some fun and entertainment. The last letter in our GRAPES acronym is safety. Kids do need to feel safe. And in this world with everybody masked up, kids don't feel safe. They hear the things on the news. They constantly, you can't watch the evening TV shows without a COVID-19 update and talking about how many people are infected. Praise God, the death rates are dropping, but that still doesn't mean that kids are feeling safe. And with the human trafficking numbers going up during this time, it's frightful. It's fearsome. Kids are terrified to not walk around. So I want to encourage you, one of the things that we were talking about and we're going to be talking about down the road, when you think about reopening, we need to change our name tags. This is a simple little thing, but you need to take pictures of all of your volunteers' faces and put them on the name tags, because the kids aren't going to see the whole name or the whole person's face. When I spoke at camp, one of the things that the counselors had to do was wear masks all the time. And the other time we didn't have them on was when we were sitting at dinner, when we were all spread out over the dining hall. And I'm like, wow, that's what that person looks like. And that's what that one looks like. You know, I would encourage you, if you're going to do children's ministry, invest in face shields instead of masks. Give your leaders shields so that their teachers' your faces can be seen. You put a face shield on so your whole face can be seen. There's something about when you see a smile, and I know you can draw them on masks, but kids don't feel safe with that. Let them see you. Help them feel safe. Help them know that God is watching over them, even in this time of COVID-19. So there's your grapes. Now, I talked about, there's four scriptures I want to give to you as a leader. I want to talk to your heart today. So I'm going to ask you just to put away your phone. Obviously, if you're listening on it, don't put it away. Don't turn it off. But what I mean is shut off the distractions for a few minutes. Would you please? And just take a listen to God's word and let it speak to you. I want to share several different scriptures to you and to me. These are words that God spoke to my heart today and convicted me of, and that's why I'm sharing them to you. In James chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone," Tom Bump, "should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. So therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word of God planted in you, which can save you." Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. We need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Why? Because our anger, our quick speaking, doesn't bring about the righteous life that God desires for us. He wants us to have righteousness all the time, to live righteously, doing what is right. And we can't do that unless we not only listen to these words, but do what it says. So that's James 1, 19 down to verse 22. I also want to share with you from the book of Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 to 32, it says these words: "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up of others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Let me read that one more time. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for the building up of others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Whew. That's a heavy verse. How do we do that? How do we accomplish that? Ephesians 5:1 says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. How do we keep unwholesome talk out of our mouth? How do we speak only what is helpful to others that will hear us? We imitate our God, meaning that we live a life of his love, his standard of love. And we give up ourselves as an offering and as a sacrifice for those that we want to reach and those that we want to serve. Now I want to jump to Colossians. Colossians has been a book on my heart. I have been tearing it apart, been using Keith Farron's study methods, and I've been spending just a huge amount of time just reading a book at a time, digging into it. And Colossians has become one of my favorite books of the Bible. And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, it says this, and I think this, or verse 6, excuse me, and verse 7. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. See, again, if we're going to speak words of life, if we're going to be slow to speak and quick to listen, we've got to take on more and more of Jesus in us. And so as we've received him, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as we've been taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I want to encourage you to take your roots deeper during this season. You continue to acquire God's knowledge and pour it into your spirit. Why? Because it's a reminder that as we do that, God's word reminds us in Colossians 3, it says, since then you've been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you have died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So because we are followers of Christ, we've accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we're to set our hearts and our minds not on earthly things, but on him. But on him. What are you chasing after? What are your fears right now? Is it of losing your job, of not being significant if you don't produce more videos, if you don't have other events? Are you feeling like your identity is being washed away? Then your heart and your mind aren't set on the right things. Don't fear that. Pursue him. Set your heart and mind on him. Don't be so focused on cramming your agenda down someone's throat to prove you're right and they're wrong. Set your heart and your mind, guard your mouth and your words. And again, these are all things I have to practice. I'm not fulfilled at and good at. I'm still working on it. But I want to do this. And I want to challenge the KMC community to do this. We're going to go back and get back to the basics. We're going to hit the refocus button here, gang. And God has given me some new things, and I can't wait to share them with you that I believe are going to help those that are wounded and hurting to move forward. We've got some great encouraging things that are coming your way. We've got some new information that's going to come your way. We've got some fun challenges that are coming your way. So I want you to be encouraged. I want to set our hearts and our minds on higher things, on greater things. And I want to wrap up with these verses. You know them. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and God of peace will be with you. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, my fellow co-laborers for the name of Christ, don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit. Don't walk away. Stay solid and resolute, rooted and built up in Him, with our minds and our hearts focused on higher things. And then as we seek God, He's going to show us what we've got to do next. If you're considering reopening, get on your knees. Seek Him. You don't have to crowdsource that of what to do and how to do it. God's going to lead you. Trust Him. Trust the Spirit inside of you. Do your work. Do your education. Do your research in your local area. And then pursue. Take that step of faith. Follow Him. When you see that post online and you want to confront it, think on the right things. Think before you speak, before you type. If you're feeling wounded and you're feeling discouraged and you need someone to talk to, you feel isolated and alone, please reach out. You can private message me. You can email me at wbman99@gmail.com. You can go to tombump.com, and there's a note section at the very bottom of the page where you can type in your information, and I will gladly reach out to you. You can schedule a free 30-minute phone call if you need someone to talk to, someone just to pray with. I'm here to serve. If you need coaching, and you want to develop some strategy and some leadership, and you want to grow, and you want to, you know, do some iron sharpening iron things, I would love to come alongside you, and I'll be glad to work with you and whatever you can afford to do. But you got to invest in yourself as leaders, and we know that that's the best way to keep growing. So if I can serve you in that way, if you haven't followed Ron Brooks, you need to go over to PastorRonBrooks.com, check out his stuff. Again, check out his How to Write a Children's Ministry course that he's got going. There's a lot of good stuff out there. So again, let's take care of these six things that kids need, and let's follow these four scriptures that we all need. God bless you. Thanks for listening. I hope this podcast has been a blessing. I hope you made it all the way to the end. If you did, hey, I would love for you to subscribe. I would love for you to share this podcast with someone else. Share it in another Facebook group. Share it on your Instagram and Twitter and wherever you can. We would love for you to share these things around, because we want to continue to help more people hear about the Kid Ministry Collective and joining the Facebook group. Again, if you invite somebody to join the group, make sure they answer the questions, because that is a requirement to get into the group. We do vet our group because we want to keep it safe and secure for you as well. So God bless you. Have a great day, and join me again for another edition of the KMC real soon.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills in ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page, or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.